It is lesson number 276, partial turnings to the left and to the right. So as you're standing, and your feet should be a comfortable width apart, right? Not too wide. So Tammy, yes. So like this is like bracing yourself. You couldn't go too far doing this, right? So people often ask, you know, what's a good standing position? There's a lot of crazy things out there. So your feet should be, again, Tammy, I'm gonna, no, it's okay. It's okay. It's okay. I want you to learn to feel. So let me tell you what you're gonna learn to feel. Your feet should be at a place where you could take a step. So just imagine, oh, I'm gonna start to take a step and go back. Okay? Everybody do that. Okay? Right, so if you're here, how can you take a step? Everybody do this. Do what Tammy was doing. She wasn't quite this bad. But how could you take a step?
You have to shift your weight over and then up.
Okay, watch Tammy. So Tammy?
Tammy's getting picked on today.
You were actually just doing something right, but you assumed that you were doing something wrong. Don't assume. Okay, so you're wide leg. So you need to take a step. What are you gonna do?
Push your hip out.
Okay, and then go back, Tammy. And then go back. Now look where you're standing. Okay, so this is something important for you. It's not that you're wrong, it's not that you're bad. It's that for some reason when you get up, it's a stability issue for you. I hardly know you, but I can already tell you that something in you doesn't feel right, so you think, let's create a stable base. You don't know what stability is here, but this is the place that you're gonna learn to be stable. So your stance is where you would go to take a step. That makes sense to everybody, right? So you don't stand like this either, right? Because what would you do when your feet are together?
You have to step it out.
You have to step out some, right? You want some space, right? Okay, yes? Next thing, as you're standing. So, and the reason I haven't done standing, you know, sometimes it's really funny as a teacher, you know, you focus on, you want to make your students happy. But being happy isn't always the best thing. Sometimes it's good to teach them something that they really need to learn. And standing is, as you guys are standing here right now, one of the most uncomfortable things for people. People don't like to stand. Like going to museums, people hate going to museums because their backs start hurting. We do not like standing. We want to move, we want to sit, right? So already you're probably starting to feel a little edgy. She's already having to stand. We're like a minute two. It's like already standing is not very nice. I want you to find out why it's not nice, what you're doing so it can be nice. So as you're standing here now, observe if there is any discomfort. Are you starting to feel any discomfort in your back, in your shoulders? Okay? Just check in. And then next, so probably most of us are feeling a little, like if I had to stand here the whole hour, oh, that would be tough. Right? Now I want you to take your brain down to your feet. So based on what you're sensing and feeling, how is the weight distributed on your feet from your heels to your big toe and pinky toe? Don't change it. Let's learn from it. So where's your weight? Is it more forward? See, mine's more forward. Is anybody else a little more forward? Like I have a little more weight forward than on the back. So what that means is I'm just starting, see it's just starting to talk, feeling a little pressure in my lower back. So that means I'm in what a lot of people think they call it, I should take off my jacket, a sway back. Oh, I've got sway back. I went to the doctor, right? They solve all these issues. Okay, sway back just means that you're being a little bit lazy. Sway back means you're just being lazy in your hip joints. Okay? So what that means, I didn't think it would be this warm in here today. You never know. Okay, so back to our standing, right? So I felt a little more forward. And if you look at the curvature of my back, right, I feel like I'm sway back. Don't touch, just listen, feel, and watch. So I'm a little bit like this, but I'm exaggerating it. Okay, you see that? So when this goes forward, look at what my head and my shoulders do. They go back, right? So this is gonna hurt my back, right? I got a lot more weight now on my toes, right? So really the issue is down here in your hips. So again, my hip is not in the socket right now. So what we call this in Feldenkrais terms is hanging out on your hips. This is how people stand all the time. Guys, they're the worst. Hey, Joe, right? And they're like this. And it's just like, oh my God, right? So they're forward in their pelvis. So when you lose the good placement in your hips, your back looks like a sway back. And then people think to correct that, they tuck under like this. Wrong! Okay, that's just tilting the pelvis and putting pressure on your lower back. That didn't do anything for my hips. Are we good? Are you guys feeling what I'm talking about? So probably the majority of us go to this place. We start good, and then we kind of sag here, right? And in time, you know, we're like this, we're waiting in line for the movies, right? Am I, everybody following me? Okay. So that's what we're gonna work on today. How to correct what's happening here in the hips. So now you can go down to the floor. We're gonna go up and down, and we're gonna work first on the floor.
Back.
On your back. Right, and now that you're on the floor, it's such a relief, right? It's like, oh, the floor. I love the floor. Because standing's hard, right? It is. So legs long, arms down by your side. And just check in now after standing for these few minutes. How does it feel in your back, your spine lying down? So there might be a little tension there. Slowly and gently roll your head a little bit to the right and left, observing the quality of rolling your head to each side. Come back to the center. Okay, and we're gonna start with your right side and your right leg. So you're gonna bring your right foot to that good standing position. So just like you discovered Tammy in standing, you'll find that good position, that's it. Your heel is lined up with your buttocks, your foot standing. Now most of you know this movement, we've done it before, where you keep your knee pointed towards the ceiling. So your knee is over your foot. You think about you're putting a little weight into your foot to push the whole foot down. So now you feel weight through your whole right foot. And your pelvis and your spine rolls to the left. And this is like what we discussed yesterday, Lisa, right? Moving your pelvis, but even more. So your pelvis can roll, and it's a rolling movement. It's not lifting. So what rolling means is that the left side stays down. It's like you're rolling onto the left leg, right? And the right side does elevate because of the roll, not because you're lifting it in the air. And then you go back, okay? So you stand your foot, your knees over your foot, you roll, beautiful, Tammy. Roll your pelvis. Feel the arch in your spine. So one of the most important things is learning how to move from your pelvis. That's it. beautiful. Now, come back to the start. Lower your leg, rest it, and just notice the difference right now in the right leg compared to the left. So does the right leg feel a little longer?
Yes.
Does it feel more relaxed in the hip joint? As if there's space. Okay? Okay, so we're gonna build on this. Let's bring the right leg up again. And now you're gonna bring your left arm up, resting on the floor. There you go, long above your head. So you're gonna once again push the right foot into the floor, the pelvis turns to the left, arch your back, let the back of your head go to the right, and roll your face to look at your left fingers. That's it. And then come back. So you're gonna do this again, and really feel now how your whole body, your whole trunk, just from pushing your right foot into the floor and turning around your right hip joint, turns to the left. So Lisa, you gotta keep your right leg up. You're not allowed to move your leg. You move your pelvis. This is part of the issue for you. So important for you to learn to move your pelvis around your hip. So you don't let that knee fall. If anything, the knee starts to flare out to the right. And then you're looking up at your left fingertips. And you're breathing. Beautiful. Now, come back to the beginning, and I'm going to have you visualize something just one time before we stop. So you want to feel the head of your femur. Okay, it looks like this, like your fist, right? It's sitting in the socket of your pelvis. Got it? Your leg stays straight. You are turning your pelvis. That's why it's a socket here. Right, so you either can turn your leg or you can turn the pelvis or do both. Right now you turn the pelvis around the head of your femur. Sitting right there. Got it?
Mm-hmm.
Got it? Let's do it again. So it's really important that you understand it, that you visualize it, that you digest it. So you're turning your pelvis around the head of the femur. And you want to feel that your right foot and leg is standing and very powerful. It's strong. Good. Come back. Lengthen your leg, bring your arm down and rest. Okay, so now we're gonna come up to standing. And just stand. So first of all, find standing. So really when we come to standing, you wanna do minimal shifting. Okay, you don't wanna, you know, people come up to stand. Let's see how I feel. You can't feel when you're doing something like that. Don't move, just come and stand. Now, how do we feel on the right leg? So what I'm looking for is that the weight is more even, and as you go from your foot, are you okay, Lisa?
Yeah, I'm just feeling.
Okay, as you go from your foot up to your knee, up into your hip, you're looking to feel, this is why you need the head of the femur in the socket. Now, how do you know? Your weight is even on your foot, but we're going to go out of the socket to know how to get in the socket. Right? Sometimes we don't know where we're at. How you doing, Tammy? You okay? Okay, so we're standing here. So we're gonna go out. We're gonna do what you see a lot of people do. Slide out. Now, you're out of the socket. You're hanging out on a hip joint. Now feel what that does to your knee and your foot. Now only do the right side. Just stay with me on the right. So you go out to the right. Feel what that does to your back. Right? How long can you stay here? Right? It is not a happy place. Stay over there. Now, how do you find center? Come back. Oh, where's center? Let's slip back out. Come back. Where's center? Now, let's slip the other way. Let's go too far in. So the right side's out, right? Too far. And can we come back and find center? It's getting easier, isn't it? Yes? Do you think you know where center is now? So how do you find center? You go off center. When in doubt, go off center. And then you go, oh, I'm hanging out on my hip. Whoop! And as soon as you find it, you go down to your foot. And all the even weight distribution is there. You got it? Now we're going to do forward and back, right? It's kind of like the pelvic clock. Left, right, forward and back. So back to what I was demonstrating, right? Okay, so we just now found center left and right. But the hardest thing, so we either do that or we do like this, hanging out on the hip. So take it forward and then, oh, pull it to center. Take it forward again, slip off, and then pull it underneath you. Now, not many people are back, but there are a few people back where it's like your butt is sticking way back, like as if you're gonna fall forward. And then you come back. So most people do this one. So you can go from there, find center, and then if you go too much, then you're tipping over your toes. That's how you find the center where your femur is sitting right in the hip joint. But most of us spend 90% of the time not there. That's why we have so many problems. Standing is difficult. So we don't want to talk about it. We don't want to deal with it. Now, how are we doing on the right foot? Good? Okay. So now we're going to begin. How do we take a step? Right? So here you are. You're going to stay on the right foot, because we just got grounded on the right foot. So to take a step, you start to lift the left heel. And you want to go tall on that high point, right? So you don't lift the left heel and go out here, do we?
I just did.
Right? You don't lift the heel and go here, right? So when you lift the heel, you actually get taller on the right side, more stable. And you feel, just like you did on the floor, your right foot starts to push into the earth. It's got to balance you. So you're not here, you're not here, right? So you with me, Tammy? Start to lift the foot, the heel, and put it back down. Start to lift. Beautiful, Lisa. This is so good for you. And back down. And then, can you lift even the toe, so the whole foot? And back down. Now you see how important it is to being in the center. And back down. Heel, toe, knee. And then if you're here, you can slip off, right? Whoop. Pull back up, slip off, pull back up. Right, there's nothing wrong with going to the wrong place because it teaches you how to get back to the right place. Why we avoid that so much? It's like, it's crazy, our brains. We think making mistakes is a bad thing. Tammy, you did the best thing. You helped teach the class, right? go somewhere wrong so you know how to get right. This is why I taught my daughter a lot about tests. Eliminate the answers that are not possible for that question. No way, this can't be it. No way, this can't be it. No way, this can be it. Okay, now I'm down to 2 out of the 5 are a possibility, right? So you're here and you feel this slip off, but come back. How do you do that? Feel how you do that, because that's the learning. Go forward. You try all the crazy places that people are at, right? Okay, come back. Stand. Now, so how's the right foot? Right? Do you feel a little more solid? Now, do you feel less sway in the back now? Right? We're doing better now. Right? Okay. Go down to the floor. Let's rest and we'll go to the left side. So what sport do you think knows this better than any sport? Oh, well, that's a good one. That would be my second one. But there's one other that I think of. Yes! Ice skaters. Okay? Just think. They are on one skate on the high point and they do everything. Spin, twist, everything revolving around that place. That's ice skating. It's crazy, right? But they just have it so well. Right? So that's why I'm teaching you today. Ice skating. But no, ballet's right in there. The difference with ballet is that you end up putting, you know, you put the foot down. Well, skating you do too. They're pretty close. I just didn't have it in my repertoire. See, Tammy came today to teach the class with me. She's doing an awesome job too. Okay, so let's bend the left foot. Let's see if you know where to put the left foot standing. And you're going to start by pushing this left foot into the floor, rolling your pelvis to the right, arching the spine, and you're just going to start with the experience of this left foot, keeping the left knee up to the ceiling. Right? Don't let that knee fall in, which means to the right. Feel really pushing the foot down. So this is like an ice skater pushing into the ice, starting to turn their body to do a turn. Beautiful. Good. Pause, and you're going to bring the right arm up to be long. And you're going to add in to this as you roll your pelvis to the right. You're going to look to the right and up to your right fingers, involving your head, your neck. Right, Marlene?
I was looking forward to this side.
So everything's turning, rotating around this one point. And so little things like, Lisa, this is so good. Was it this? I can't remember. Was it this ankle? So let those toes stay down. Yeah. Yes. Right? So you take one movement like this, and how do you improve it? You refine it. That means that you stretch your mind to pay attention to everything. That means all the toes are down. All the toes are relaxed, the heels down. You're evenly weight distributing between the heel and the toes, the inside, the outside. The knee is over the ankle. The pelvis is rolling with ease. Your spine is arching with ease. The back of your neck is arching, looking at your fingers. So to refine a movement like this, you shift your mind and attention to all those locations, feeling, sensing ease. This could be easier. This could be softer. Looking for places where you're holding back. Maybe you're clenching your jaw. Maybe you're squinting your eyes, right? Look for places that you're still creating an inhibition that you can let go. Is it somewhere in the chest? Somewhere in the upper back? Somewhere in a shoulder? Beautiful. And then let's come back to your backs. Bring that arm down, your leg down, and rest. And just see how resting feels on your back. Boy, it's warm in here, huh? Too warm. But I can't do anything about it. Always better to be warm, though, than cold. Is it?
Yes.
Okay. Just up here. Okay, so let's roll to your side and come up to standing again. And just first of all, just observe how you land in standing now. So things are getting a little bit better, right? Now the left foot, right? So we're going to work with the left foot, and we're going to introduce, right, this idea of finding the high point. So we're going to stick our left hip out. Oh, sorry, left hip out, right? Go off it. I guess I was doing it the other way, right?
Yeah, you did do that.
Well, that was your right, right? Okay. So, and then we're center, right? It's really cool. Go off and come back in. And then go a little bit the other way. Oh, we know that's not good. Okay, and then forward. And then back. So the another piece to this is observing for yourself your place to go. So like I observe with myself that on my right hip, I don't really do the going forward. I do it on the left side. On the right side, I more go out here, right? You'll have a favoritism, right? So that's part of exploring this is like, where do I hang out? And believe me, you're gonna be there later on today. You're waiting in the grocery store, you're going to a movie somewhere, and you're gonna find yourself, whoop, right? There you are, right? So I think actually on the left side, I go out. I mean, I just favor going off on the left side. And my right side, I stay more congruent. So that's important for you to discover. Where is your hangout place? Okay? And then find center. So now when you find center on both hip joints, you feel this equal weight on both feet. Okay, so I'm going to do my right, which is your left, because I did it opposite last time. So you're going to shift your weight and start to lift that heel. And remember, when in doubt, do it wrong. When in doubt, slip off it and go, oh, that's not what Sharon taught me. You know by doing it the wrong place. I don't know why we're so narcissistic to like having to do everything right away, because life is just not that way. Right? So go a little out, go a little forward, a little back. You can even make a circle in there, and you can find when you're on that point. And then you lift your heel, and then you can start to lift your leg. And what does this give you? Balance. So what did I talk about with Tammy when she came in? The reason she stands wide is because she hasn't had balance in one of these hip joints. So she does a wide base. That's her go-to, right? But that takes you to the inside of the hip joints, right? So you're angled like this. You're too far in, right? So then you start to lift and lift the knee, and you're looking for that place to balance and take the foot back. So what's so important both about standing and then walking, right? It's tricky business, isn't it? So to walk, you have to completely load on one side like this to take a step. So the other leg is airborne, okay? So it's not just for ice skaters and ballerinas. This is just to locomote. Now, when we lose this efficiency and we're hanging out on the side, then you'll see people, they can like schlep like this. People can do really weird things to walk. Really weird things. So they can do huge side things like this. Mostly people will just lift like this, right? They get older and they're doing this. This is just lifting the legs, right? There's no locomoting forward and back, right? This is just lifting the legs. This is just marching in place, and you slowly inch forward like an inchworm, okay? Are we good? Okay, yes? So, here we are. We'll do your left side, which is my right side. So see if you can come up. There you go, can you find your balance? And you're gonna reach to take a step. Okay, pause. So the first place is that you're back on the left leg. Beautiful, Tammy. And then you place the right foot, right? So there's this moment. You're on both feet, but you start off behind yourself. But quickly, as your foot comes down, your right foot comes down, you then are gonna shift, not like that, you're gonna shift the pelvis over to find that right place. And then let's go back. So you don't want to rush it, right? So here you are. Let's go all the way back. Okay, we're going to take a step. So you're going to stand on the left leg. We're going to lift the right. We find our balance. We're going to place the right foot down. And then we have to find the high point. And then you're solid on that foot. And not until that moment, then you notice, oh, the other heel's up. What do you know? It's getting ready for taking a step. If you're back here, and this is why thinking of heel striking is no good. This is not a good thing, because you don't want to be walking like this. This is heel striking. No good. You are only here for less than a second. So when you go to take your step, you're there and boom, you need to come here. Heel striking is the worst thing anybody came up with to teach anybody, so don't ever do it, unless you want to be like this. I'm heel striking. That'll really screw up your back. Okay? You can tell I spent a lot of time studying this. So long. It's like my specialty, walking and running, right? No, I mean seriously. This is how I learned to run again. You know, after being run over by a semi and having 9 surgeries on my left leg and having 3 muscles ripped out, this is how I learned. The 2 legs have had 11 surgeries now, right? And they never saw anybody come back, and I knocked 20 minutes off my marathon time, first marathon. Go figure, right? This is how. Because I learned the mechanics, and I wasn't out here, I wasn't doing all these kind of crazy things that people heel strike, you know, do. I learned what is the mechanic to make running and walking effortless. If you do it right, I could go forever. And it took care of all the issues, you know, all the accidents, the breaks. Okay, back to standing. On the left leg, solid. Up with the right heel, up with the right leg. And take a step and then shift. You see, you've got to come to the shift. If you stay back here, can you move forward? Answer your own question. You can't. So you come and you find that place. And as soon as you do, your left heel lifts, right? And it's ready to come up. And then you take a step and then boom, you come over the whole leg. Tammy, you're doing beautifully. This is such a perfect class for you, Lisa, today. And now take a step, you're doing, and then come, oh, yes. See, Lisa's one of those that has spent a lot of time back on her heels. And this idea of coming up, you guys getting it? Now, amazingly, we've been standing for a while, and standing's not such a big deal right now, is it? Right? The back's doing better. Right? Right? Okay, let's try it again. So yeah, walking. Right? So, I mean, and you know, this is really fun. Like, so when you leave here, and like this weekend, it's so beautiful out, and if you're out, watch what people do when they walk. It's crazy making what I see people doing. They can do all kinds of ways to somehow get by, to move forward, but crazy stuff. But you'll find all kinds of things. One shoulder higher, you know, somebody carrying something, they're like leaned over like this. So you'll see 90% of it is this, just lifting the knees. But they're not locomoting, taking a stride and really walking. They're shuffling. It's the shuffle. So you come, you take a step, you find the high point, and then the other leg is ready. And then you step. So you just, it's like you're churning over inside your hip joints. There's very little swaying.
Why is it?
Because it was sexy.
Okay, let's come back to our spot. We're going to add turning. Ha!
Oh.
Okay, so here we are. So let's stay with the left leg for a minute. So you're going to bring the right leg up, right? And we're going to turn to the right. You're going to turn your whole self. Gets trickier, right? So this is why.
I can do it maybe on the right leg.
Yeah, so if you want to, well, we can shift over the other leg. We're going to eventually. So find your high point, and then you start to turn your whole trunk. And then you come back. Now, right now, you see, like with ice skating, oh, Lordy, right? How did these people do this, right? Bring your leg back up. No, they're not even at that point. You want to think about being solid on the one leg. But in a way, yes, they are. And then you turn and you come back. And then could you bring your leg forward? Can you bring your leg and you can lean forward behind you? Forward. Turning. Okay, it's a lot of work, right? Oh, come back, yeah. Just, right? It's a lot of work. Hence, I don't think ice skaters and ballerinas have many hip joint problems because they're in their hip joint correctly. Let's switch to the other leg and then we'll go back to the floor. So come back onto the left leg. All right, whatever. Find your hip high point. Try turning. Try bringing the leg forward, bring it back, take it behind you. Beautiful. Okay. Rest on your backs. Let's take a rest. It's a lot of work. So hopefully you'll never forget this. So finding that place in your hip joints is not only, you know, imperative for standing and walking, but also this is important when you're sitting, right? You're in the same place. You always want the head of the femur sitting inside the pelvic socket. It's just that it's changed direction. So let's go back now to the right leg being bent, left arm long above you, pushing the right foot into the floor, rolling to the left, looking up and arching, looking at the left hand, and just see how this feels now. both in your right foot pushing, both in the turning of the pelvis, how your spine feels. Has it become easier? Feel how much clearer it is in your hip joint, right? Mm-hmm. Doesn't the pelvis turn easier around the hip now? So you go there and then Tammy, come back. So you want to do it several times. You just don't want to stay there. Beautiful. Okay, come back. And let's do it. Well, let's pause. Let's just rest for a minute. Okay, let's try the other side. So bring the left leg up, bring the right arm long. You had it right, Lisa. And then push that left foot and just feel how easy it is now to roll the pelvis, to arch the spine, to look up at your right hand and fingertips, right? There's an ease and there's also kind of a strength that's occurred. That's part of the ease, like you're really stable doing this now. Your foot now is very grounded, right? The toes are pressed down. Beautiful, Lisa. The toes are pressing, the heel, the whole foot. Beautiful. And come back and let's rest again. Okay, so let's come up one more time and let's introduce walking backwards. So there's a couple reasons for introducing walking backwards. So first of all, just feel standing now. Feel how you're already getting acclimated to coming to this place now, right? But in a few minutes, you'll want to shift, and then you know how to bring yourself back, right? So, why walking backwards? One, because you never do it. So, why is that important? Because in your brain, it will reset your brain. It will make walking forward so much easier because you never do it. So, I had this one guy, he was really cool to work with back in California. So he came in to see me and he was a professional cyclist. And his leg was going, he was getting drop foot and numb. And he came in, he had seen every doctor, every neurologist, like I'm not kidding you, a stack this big. And nobody could figure out, because he didn't have a pinched nerve, it wasn't a disc, why, what was going on, right, with his leg. So I did this experiment with him. Like when he went to walk forward, I mean, it's just like the foot would drag and he couldn't lift his foot, right? Drop foot, which is usually a nerve, right? And like, I'm telling you, like 25 doctors in a stack this big and neurologists, they hooked him up to everything. So then I asked him to walk backwards, had total control of the foot. Blew his mind too. We were both like, I was like, I didn't know quite what I was doing. It was like, okay. So, somewhere in the brain, it wasn't fully neurological because he could walk backwards. So we learned to go forward by going backward. Because as soon as he went to go backward, whatever the habit was, wasn't there. It was only going forward. And what I discovered it was, believe it or not, all muscular in his pelvis. He was so tight. His muscles were so tight that they did, in a way, pinch a nerve off. But then when he got off the bike and stood and stuff, there wasn't the same pressure going on, But the nerve was still, like the blood flow and stuff had gotten so impinged that there was this, you know, and he also said to me that when he woke up in the middle of the night to go to the bathroom, his foot would operate normal. Why? Because he had been asleep, like there was no, right? So I knew neurologically it was okay. But we had to figure out, but it was like literally he was squeezing off the nerve, all this biking, and then it was just affected, and then sitting, okay? But yeah, it was so cool. So his homework when he left me was to walk backwards. So we're in our standing, and you're gonna choose a leg to shift. So I just decided to go to the left, and you're gonna lift, and then you reach. Now the first part of the reaching is the toes. You're still on that good standing leg, right? And then you drop back to the heel. And then that's that place where you were gonna step forward, right? So this was the next phase this man and I worked on, was once he stood back, could he come forward, right? That was like the next few sessions down the road. It's like, oh, so can, and this is about choice in the body, right? Can I step back? Can I go forward? How do I? Now, once you're back on the back leg, make sure you're not out to the side. You're on that high point. The foot that's forward, you start to slide it back. You lift the knee. Toes touch, and don't reach back too far, right? If you go too far, it's not really a step. The toes touch, and then that's the magical place of walking, is to drop the heel. You got to come back. And then the front foot lifts. Yes? So this, walking backwards, it's actually easier, and it clarifies the hip joint, really gets it. But yeah, it was so cool with this guy, because he had gone to all these people and nobody could figure him out. And it was really astonishing. Unfortunately, we never got him 100%, because I really felt like he needed to take time off, kind of relax on the bike, and he just wasn't willing to do that. You know, he was just one of these hardcore, I have to do so much training. If I don't, I'm not going to be able to compete. And so we would make headway. You know, we got 60, 70% there, but then we could never, you know, he was an intense, wired person.
I have a question, because when I step generally, you know, I step out. And
don't worry about that.
Okay, because I was feeling it more in my knees when I was going back and not being straight, but I step at an angle. See, my foot goes out.
Yeah, try to step more straight. Yeah.
Because that's, I don't know why, but that's how I...
Probably you're dancing.
Yeah.
And that's, I don't know.
Okay.
But, so it's a good question.
Your feet should be fairly,
you should be fairly straight.
Yeah. Okay.
There's a little bit of turnout, like, see mine?
A lot.
No, this, okay. This means,
Yeah, see, I mean, I have that much turnout.
Right. And I think that, why this is so, it's a really good question.
Sorry.
No, it's an excellent question. Why it's so important is Lisa did a lot of dancing too. So, and what ballerinas learn, back to what you brought up, is they actually turn from the leg, not from the pelvis.
Okay, so it's leg.
So this is a big difference between ice skating and like ballet. Ice skating, this foot is right underneath you.
Right.
There is no, you're not ice skating on
sideways.
The side. So when you turn the leg like this, do you understand you're turning the femur inside the hip joint? What we're working on today is taking a step, as you want to be in the center.
Yeah.
You don't want to turn. And that's what can cause a lot of problems. So that's a very big differentiation between dancers. So yeah, you guys can practice walking forward and backward. It's really, you know, it's not so bad standing now, is it? It's kind of fun when you start, right? Nia's having fun with this, right? So, great question, Lisa. And when in doubt, go to the wrong places. Slip off, right? And then this week, do me a really big favor and watch a lot of people walking. And then you can come back and tell me some crazy stories next week, things that you see. No, it's really fascinating to see what people do, because they're not doing this. And then you realize if you're not able to walk well, your whole foundation, or even stand well. I got you guys ticking today. Are we good? This is good.
I know. I saw. She's watching me walk. She's making sure I'm doing it. So.